Hey, Chevra, I sent out earlier on text and email that the 5-minute Torah this week was supposed to be from Yishlaim HaKodesh, from Kaisel Maravi, like we had this past January, which was the beginning of the singing at the end of the 5-minute Torah. That was the beginning of it over there. So obviously we're not there. That was the plan of the Eibishter. But I don't want to be that something I said was sheker. So thinking about it, it could be that we know that the Chazal teach us that Acher Churban Beis HaMikdash Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu El Adal HaMesh HaAlacha. So we think, what is the point of being by Kaisel Maravi? It's Makom of Churban Beis HaMikdash, be as close to Beis HaMikdash, to be close to the Rabbanu Shem as possible. We have to believe, therefore, any time we sit and learn Torah, we're mamish sitting by Kaisel Maravi in a certain way. So let's learn. Let's add on to what we were learning before. Parshas Bamidbar is generally laid right before the Heilige Yontov of Shavuos. The beginning of Bamidbar starts out by talking about accounting the census of Bnei Yisrael. What's Pshat? Why is that so important? Why is that so important? What's the connection between that census, that counting, and Kabbalah's Torah? Now we all understand and we know Vayichin Yisrael Neged Ahar Keshecha B'Lev Echad, that Klal Yisrael had to have a oneness in order to accept the Torah. Why was that? Why was that so important? It was so important because there's no one individual that can be Mekabel Kol HaTorah Kula. There are mitzvos that are only for men. There are mitzvos that are only for women. There are mitzvos that are only for Kohanim and for Levim and for Yisraelim and for Malachim. There are mitzvos that are circumstantial that give a bracha. None of us should be Mekayim, such as giving a get. If you're in that predicament, it's a mitzvah to do. Halavai, we should never be in that predicament. To be Mekayim, mitzvahs Yibum, Chalitza. So no individual could say, Esa Veshva, I'm going to do it all. But as a Klal Yisrael, we're all interconnected. We could say, Nasa Minishma. We could say, we're going to do it. We're going to do it as a unit. And therefore, we have to be unified prior to Kabbalah HaTorah. We have to be unified prior to Kabbalah HaTorah. But Midbar begins with a counting of Bnei Yisrael, perhaps because what does a counting do? It takes all the individual parts and it unifies it into one. It unifies it into one so that we're ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. As we only have to be one to accept the oneness of Hashem. But sometimes there's this the idea on the outside, and there's an idea in life that sometimes when there's too big a group, there's the normalcy to become just a bystander. Sometimes when there's a big group, so everybody involved is very involved, but then some of the individuals feel, everyone else is doing, I don't need to do. You know, when you give a job to one person, he's going to do it. When you give a job to three people, one people does it, the other two sit by and watch. So maybe that could be Lo Aleinu, if we're all just one, and we're all just looking at one big unit, some of us could say, I'm not needing it so much. And it could take away the chashivas and the achrayas of each of our individual. And that's why right away the second pasuk in Parashat Midbar says, Se'u es rosh kol das b'nei Yisrael. It talks about counting by saying, lift up the head. Lift up each and every one of us. And it goes on to say, b'mispar shemos kol zachar, by each and every one of our names. What do you mean, lift up our head? Meaning every individual's chashiv. Let's know and remember the name of every individual. It's not enough just to be that klal. That's important, but we need to be a klal that's made up of all the very important parts. You know, you have a car, you need it all to work as one. You take out one part, take out the battery, the whole car is dead. Take out the motor, the whole car won't work. You take away the steering wheel, finished. You need it all as one, but all the individual parts are so chashiv. And that's how we have to look at ourselves as a Klal Yisrael as well. So each one is lifted up, each one is important. And that's maybe why the lashon of counting is b'mispar. As we know from Sfiras Omer, usually in Hebrew, counting is limnos. Maybe, so I saw in many Svar Makadoshim, they talk about Svar is also Milashin Sapir, which is a sapphire stone. A sapphire stone is a shining stone. We're counting us to create the klal, but by showing every individual you're shining bright and you're important as well. Bezrim is Baruch, we should be Zoicha. As we enter into the Heilige Yontav of Shavuos of Kabbalah Zatayra, to do as a klal, to have the oneness that we need, but to recognize how chashiv each and every one of us is, each and every one of our mitzvahs, each and every one of our Torah. And Meretz Hashem, and that's chus will be Zoicha, only simcha and bracha. And big Kabbalah Satorah, have a Heilige Shabbos Kodesh full of Simcha and Bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,